You have to pick up the whole tablecloth, kula, umanara, and shake it off. The obliged tiltum in atzad. You're not allowed to pick up the bones with your hand. The bones are muksa. So the etzer is take the tablecloth and shake the tablecloth off and let the bones fall off. So the Vailachur is shver. Beisilu said this also. Beisilu holds like if Yehuda, that's muksa. No, v'yomer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, pshan this Mishnah was, onu, how are we supposed to learn this Mishnah? Onu en lonu elo, the gears is fakert. Beishamayek Rav Yehuda. Beishamay is the one that says you're not allowed to pick up the bones or the klipas, the peels, but you have to pick up the tablecloth and shake it off. Or beisilu Rav Shimon. But beisilu, the one that says you're allowed to pick off the peels or the shells, that goes according to beisilu. That beisilu holds like Rav Shimon. Come to say that it's a star Mishnah, beisilu passes like Rav Shimon. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan also passes like Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. So the Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Shimon. So my pligi bo Rav Acha Ravina. So my chalikas Rav Acha and Ravina also, who do we passing like? Chadoma b'chol ha-Shabbos kula. It's all the halachas, no geit to mesech to Shabbos or on Shabbos, halacha Rabbi Shimon. We always passing like Rabbi Shimon the kula. And say what ain't muksa? Levar mi muksa machmes mias. Only muksa machmes mias. That means an old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, that becomes very ugly, it's mias, that's a muksa. That people, the mal has das, not to use, it's not nice, that muksa we're machmer on. Uman niyu, what's called a muksa machmes mias? That's called ner yoshin. An old candlestick that was used already once, made out of kli cheres, an earthy kli, so once it was burnt already once, it gets very black and dirty, it's mias, so that muksa we hold it's also. That's what one man yom says. The chadama, the other man yom says no. The muksa machmes mias nami halacha Rav Shimon. The ravada muksa machmes mias halacha is also like this. We hold the kula. We hold like Rav Shimon. That if it's only stam muksa machmes mias, it's not so gefährlich. So it could be used, even though it's little not so nice. Still, it's you could use it. It's not muksa crunch Rav Shimon. Levar mi muksa machmes iser. The only thing we hold that's usher is muksa machmes iser, a new type of muksa. Oman, what does this muksa machmes iser mean? Ner shedliku bo b'yoyse Shabbos. That means a candlestick that was lit. If you have a fire going at the beginning of Shabbos, so a ner that it's burning, that's a chomedik muksa. That's called muksa machmes iser, that's usher. And that's why we hold taka. Even though we hold on Shabbos like Rav Shimon, that's tam muksas amutur, but a muksa machmes iser, that's usher. And that's this candlestick. That's why we say the leicht is a muksa dol Shabbos. Even after the fire goes out, still, migud is katsoi ben ashmoshes, is katsoi le kuli yayme, we hold this also those Shabbos. Avo muksa machmes chsoron kis, what about you have something that's very, very expensive and you makbe not to touch it for anything, you don't want it to get ruined? That's called muksmi, set it aside, machmes chsoron kis, because it means a lot to you if it gets ruined. Such a muksa, afilu Rav Shimon moide, even Rav Shimon is moide, blives muksa. That's like the sakin shel shchita or the sakin shel mila. It's a muksa. Machmes chsoron kis. The tanan kol hakelim mitol. Stam mishnah in the beginning of parak kol hakelim. That all kelim you're allowed to touch on Shabbos for Shabbos. Chutz except mi maser hagodol, the big knife, the yeset shemachrisha, and the peg they use in the plow, because these things are very expensive and the bialim is very makbid. It shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't get bent. So he's makbid not to use it for anything. That's called muksa machmes chsoron kis. That's muksa, that's takosa. But all other types of muksas, we hold the kula. What does the kula mean? Like the lachas we had before, that a kli shamalachta liyista, like a hammer, that most of it is oimit to use for iser, you're allowed to touch the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy. But only the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy is in muta. If it's not the tzara gufa tzarech mekaymoy, then takosa. Shrashi, v'yetzet shamachrisha, ha'choyfer esakarka, yeah, something used to plow with. So muksa machmes chsoron kis, that's a chomadik of muksa. Even Rav Shimon is moedi with tzosa. But we shenu amadai, since the Gemara says a stam loshin here, that it says a loshin, chadam b'chol ha-shabes kul alochak Rav Shimon. Like it only doesn't only say b'chol muksa alochak Rav Shimon. It says loshin b'chol ha-shabes. So the shenu amadai from here that we pass like Rav Shimon by all the alochas of Shabbos. That we have two other machlekes in Rav Shimon. Ershin Rav Shimon holds Dovashen Maskav and his Mutter. Rav Yud holds Dovashen Maskav and his Osser. So there also we pass like Rav Shimon, that's what we pass in, that a Dovashen Maskav and his Mutter. And who then the other machlekes he had was Moloch Hashem Tzvich LeGufa. Like he carried out a mace on Shabbos. According to Rav Shimon, it's called Moloch Hashem Tzvich LeGufa, it's Potter Midiraisa. And according to Rav Yud, Yechayiv. So since the Gemara says Tam Aloshin, Bechol HaShabbos Kula, we pass like Reb Shimon, so we shine him safe, me as the Rai, we pass in that Moloch HaShem Tzurich LeGufa is Mutim Midiraisa. It's only Yosem Midirabonah. Not the last Mishnah. Meifirin Nedorim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for a neder if your wife made a neder, and you hear about it on Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for it. Strashi Baal Ishta. Your husband has a din that the day he hears that his wife made a neder, and there are certain nedorim, only nedorim benish l'ishtoi, that a baal could be made for. So he's allowed to be made for it, like be matarit on Shabbos. Hu adin v'nisholim l'nedorim. Hu adin, you go to a chacham. Any person that made a neder and he wants to go to a chacham to be matar the neder, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos, of a providing with tzorech haShabbos. It has to be that's called the tzorech haShabbos. So Rashi, the tzorech haShabbos, the going shenodesh shloy lechol hayem. Somebody made a neder, he's not going to eat today. So the chura to be matter that neder was called tzorech haShabbos. You want to have yisuda, or else you made a neder not to have cholent. You made a neder not to eat meat. So it's called tzorech haShabbos. You're allowed to go to the chochem today on Shabbos and be matter the neder. It's not to say why it should be yosser or else nedorim that are not the tzorech haShabbos. And Mishmura says one pshat is because it's minse chefzecha. It's called you're doing your own business and you're not allowed to do your own business on Shabbos. Only chefzke shemayim. While the other pshat is it's a big tircha. Since it's a big tircha, you shouldn't do a tircha that's not nageya to Shabbos. Therefore, if it is l'tzorech haShabbos, the neder you made is that you can't eat food, tzorech haShabbos. Or else you made a neder, you can't take a nap in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos afternoon, you want to take a nap. It's called einik Shabbos. So you're allowed to be matir that neder on Shabbos. Right, upoikikin es hamor. You're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos. Trash your poikim esamor, karabon and the yamri poikim takaka chalim. We had the machlokes before, the rabbonin and the beleza. We passed on the rabbonin, it's only called moisiv al oil arai. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. If you have a hole, a window in the roof, you're allowed to put a takak, close it up on Shabbos. Vaito umoydidin es hamatlis. You're allowed to measure off a cloth to see how big it is. Umoydidin es hamikvah. Who are then allowed to measure the mikvah if there's enough water in the mikvah? We will soon see, because even though medida stamazay is osar, for the tzorech mitzvah it's mutter. Trashu moided in esam mikvah, the midah sheisham omok shalish amos mayim roichav amalama. You want to measure out the mikvah to make sure it's a good shear, that's a kosher mikvah, that's mutter. V'esam matas, Rashi says shalish al shalish, it's voice, and goyim hoisa tumeya v'noga v'tairis. It's nogeya talochis, that it's tomei, and now it touched tairis, so you want to know if this beged is big enough to makabu tumma. So it's negeya talochis, it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure them on Shabbos. O maisa bimei oviv shrebi tzadik, o bimei abba shoyel ben bitnis, she pokaku es hamor, bitafiach. It once happened on Shabbos that they stuffed up the window with a pitcher on Shabbos, shrashi pach shacheris, they use an earthly pitcher to cover up the hole. And also, the kosher es hamekida, they tied up the mekida like a pot, bigami with a string. Laid that to know im yesh begigis paseach tefach im lav. To know if there was a gigis as a barrel. Now there was a crack in the barrel. They want to know if the crack in the barrel was big enough for paseach tefach. Well, there's 4 inches wide in the crack of the barrel. We'll see the mice in the Gemara what's nageh to if it was 4 tefachim there or not. It's nageh to a mace. The shalom was there was a mace on the bottom and you have this for an oil on top. Now if there's a hole paseach tefach 4 inches wide, the tumah goes up. The oil is no good. If there's no crack in the barrel, then the tumah can't go up. I will see in the Gemara. But the kids, it was important to know this crack in the barrel, is it a pasech tefach or not? So they went down to tie up a pitcher, a pach. Koshres ha-makidah, they tied up this pot, the gami with string, laid that to know if there's a cheer of a pasech tefach or not. Saga vos you see from this Mishnah, that you're allowed to tie a kesher shein eshok kayomo, the tzorech mitzvah. Even though midirabonin, a kesher shein eshok hayom is also, really what's mutu is only a kesher that you can untie the same day. Or like some shittas was a big and untie within a week. But if you can let it stay more than a week than that, it's also to make such a knot midirabonin. It's only also midiraisa, a knot that's going to stay loilam vuit. But a knot that's going to stay a week or so, that's also midirabonin. Here they bring a riot smut. If you make the knot the tzorech mitzvah, a kesher shein eshok hayom it's mutu. That's why they're able to make this knot in order to measure this hole in the barrel, because it was negeyat to mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara midrayim lamadnu. From this ma'aser we learn shepoikin that you're allowed to stuff up the hole on Shabbos or moedidin. Who are then you're allowed to measure something v'koshrin? You're allowed to make a kshira shenok shakayemis b'Shabbos. Abiyas the tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to measure and you're allowed to make a knot. Shein the shokayama the tzorach mitzvah. Drashi mikida kli cheres, earthly kli. Laid the mesh with the sech tefach. The gemara before shul. The question kesha shein the shokayama. Afilu katchila. Even though the rabbanon it's also, but the tzorach mitzvah it's mutter. Umoydidin you could measure lislame dal dvar harum. If you want to learn something, to get to a mitzvah, you're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Otherwise, to measure something in the Rabbanan, it's also to measure something. There's for no reason you're not allowed to measure a table on Shabbos. You can't measure it. Only the Tzorach Mitzvah is it mutter. So the Gemara. So the ratio of the Mishnah was, you could be made for the Dorim on Shabbos, and be Shoyel. Shoyel means any person that made a Neder. He has to go to the Chochem to be Matarit. A Neder is called the Tzorach HaShabbos. So the Gemara Boilihu. Ha'aforo. What that do we say if a lady, or who, a wife, or who adin if a daughter, your daughter makes the nether before she's a bagaris, means when she's 12 and a half, then the father could be made for the nether. So he boil you, hafara. That when the father could be made for the nether, do we say, bein litzarech or bein shtol litzarech? I'll tell you, maybe by hafara it's mutter for the baal to be made for his wife's nether, even if it's shnat litzarech Shabbos. Like Stam, she made a nether, she won't climb up the roof. So it's not nogei to Shabbos climb up the roof anyway. So maybe far for it's mutter. The shaila, the Mishnah says it's only mutter, something that's called the Tzorach HaShabbos. Maybe that only goes on shaila. That means somebody that made a neder and he's a man. So for him to have it matter, he has to go to a chochem. Oh shaila, that a chochem is matter a neder. Maybe there is only the Tzorach. It's only mutter if it's a neder or Tzorach Shabbos. You made a neder, you won't sleep, or you can't eat on Shabbos. In shlel the Tzorach loy. But if the neder is not negated to Shabbos, then you can't be matter on Shabbos. But maybe for hafara though, you could be matter on Shabbos. We'll soon see the svara. Or mishumachi, if that's the chilik, mishumachi kafalgino ba'mehadadi. That's why the Mishnah says the two separate cases. Mefirim nadorim b'Shabbos means tam. Whether it's a tzarech, whether it's shalom tzarech, it's muta. Then the Mishnah says when the shalom nadorim, and that's daf b'shein l'tzarech. So it's good why the Mishnah put it two separate cases. Or idilma maybe no. Hafara, that a baal could be made for his wife's neder is the same thing. Nami, litzarech in. It's only mutter if the neder his wife made was not to eat food on Shabbos. Shler litzarech loy. But if it wasn't the tzarech of Shabbos, she made a neder, she won't climb up the roof anymore. So that's not called tzarech Shabbos. That the baal can't be made for on Shabbos. V'hod the kapolig luhu me'adodi, oibazoi. If they have the exact same halacha, shailo and hafara, why does the Mishnah say it in two separate cases? Why doesn't it say it in one case? Mishum di hafara ain't tzorach bezin, because it says two separate cases, because they have two separate halachas. Hafara, the pshat is, the husband is mefer. You don't have to go to bezin, we'll soon see the halachas. If the husband finds out that his wife made a neder, the day that he hears it, that day he's allowed to be made for him. He just says, Mufalachu, Mufalachi, Mufalachi. That's what he says, not in Bezdin. So that's the din haforum. Mashenkin the Shaila, that's that a person made a neder, and he wants to have a Taurus Nadorim, he has to go to a Bezdin. Sricha Bezdin. So that's what the Mishnah says in two separate cases. So Drashi Boilu, Haforum the Masnitsin, Bein Lasur, Bein Shalasurach. Hashabbat Gabi Haforum, Biyoim Shamoya Ksid. Viyim Le Mefer Idno, Shuvain Mefer. If you can't be made for today, the day you hear about it, then the baal can't be made for tomorrow. That's the halacha. The Torah says, "Habayim Shemoyel." The day you hear that your wife made a neder, you have that day to be made for. If you don't make for today, you can't be made for tomorrow. Mashenkin Shalom, there's no difference. Oh, let's see. Tomorrow, Toshma, bring your raya. The Tony Zuti Devera Papi Devera Popon Ma'afirim Nedorim B'Shabbos Atzorach HaShabbos. It ought to be made for Nedorim on Shabbos only Atzorach HaShabbos. Even by Afara, he says this lashon. Obviously, we say Letzorach HaShabbos in Shle Letzorach HaShabbos Loi. You see, Chloe, you can only be mefer in the Dorim where your wife made not to eat food or not to sleep on Shabbos. There has to be something to get to Shabbos. If it's not to get to Shabbos, she can't. So we'll push the Shaila. Tomorrow, Lishna Achrin, another Shaila is like, another Lashon is like this. This was the Shaila. Iboy Lihu, Letzorach. When the Mishnah says you can only be Meshel, you can only be Shaila, go to a Chokh and be Matah the Nether. It's a Nether with Tzorach HaShabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, Letzorach. Atavira Ketoni, does it go talk on both cases, Zion Shiloh, Zion Afora, Vishler Litzorach Loi, but if the neder the Isha made was not the Tzorach Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for it? What's the Hezba then? Alma, we see, Haforas Nidorim, Meyes Lies. That we say, B'yom Shemoyah, when the Baal hears that his wife made a neder, he has the right to go be made for it. How long of a period does they have to be made for it? It's Meyes Lies. He has 24 hours to do it. So therefore, let's say she made a neder not to climb up the roof. not to climb up the roof anymore. And you hear about it on Shabbos. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Baal could be made for it 24 hours, it's good. On the first few hours of Shabbos, he's not allowed to be made for it. But he's going to have time after Shabbos to be made for it because he has a 24-hour period to be made for it. So it's good why he could say on Shabbos you can only be made for a neder, that's Letzorich. A neder is not Letzorich, wait till after Shabbos and be made for it. I do, but the other side is no. Kikaton Letzorich, that's what the Mishnah says, only Letzorich is mutam, dafka ashayla. When you go to a chokhan to be matter the neder, who diktoni? Then it says dafka Letzorich. But when the Baal wants to be matter his wife's neder, I'll tell you no. Even though his wife made a neder, has nothing to do with Shabbos, still you have a right to be made for it. Why? Alma, from here, the diik is, ha'foras nedorim, kol hayoim. That's what the Torah says, b'yoim shemoya. When the Baal hears his wife made a neder, he could be made for it that day. What's called that day? That day mamish. Have you heard about it? 5 o'clock in the afternoon? He only has until shkia to be made for it. After shkia, he can't be made for it anymore. So Mel is very nageya. On Shabbos then, the Baal hears about it on Shabbos. See, if you're going to tell me a neder shlelo tzorich haShabbos, the Baal can't be made for, so what does he have to wait till after Shabbos? It's too late. He can't be made for the Durham anymore. So then Avad the Rabbanan will make all and say he could be made for. And the only time to say that he can't be made for the neder on Shabbos is if we tell you wait till after Shabbos, do it after Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me after Shabbos is too late already, so pshita, that's called the tzorich, and you could be made for. So the kid said, that's the shayla. What's the halacha hilchos nedorim? When the Baal hears that his wife made a neder, how long of a period does he have until he can be made for it? Toshma, bring your raya. The Tani Reb Zute Devera Papi. Mefir in the Durham b'Shabbos, Tzorech HaShabbos. Is the deal of the Tzorech HaShabbos in? Shalot Tzorech HaShabbos loy. Of a neder is not negated to Shabbos, the Baal cannot be made for on Shabbos. Alma, from here's a raya. Haforos nedorim, meyes liyes, enechnami. That the Baal can be made for nedorim, it's not only the day he hears about it, till Shkia, it means a 24-hour period. So even though you can't be made for it today on Shabbos, wait till Motzoi Shabbos, and you can be made for it then. Omer Ravashi v'anan tenan. We learned haforos nedorim kol hayoim. We learned about you could be made for nedorim kol hayoim. V'yesh v'dov l'hokul l'hachmer. There's a cooler in this din than there's a chum in this din. Ketzad, what the loch is? Nodro leil Shabbos. If you heard about the neder on the beginning of Shabbos, meifa leil Shabbos. You can be made for it at night, the Yom HaShabbos, the next day, Atcha Techshach. But you can only be made for it until Shkia, until Techshach. But more than that, you can't. Nodrim Chashecha, let's say the Isha made the Neder Mamash right before Shkia on Shabbos, made for Atcha Techshach. The Baal only has Mamash a few minutes to be made for the Neder. He can only be made for the Neder until Techshach, until Shkia. Shimlo Hefer Mishach Chashecha, because if it wasn't made for him before Shkia, any Yochel Hofer. So this bright occurs as called not like we're learning. This bright says a Baal could only be mefer, b'yoyim shemoyim means the day that he heard about it until Shkia. He doesn't have a 24-hour period to be made for the neder. If he hears about it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he only has a few more hours to be made for him until it comes Shkia. But after Shkia, he can't be made for anymore. And we're learning Pshat now Mishnah like that. Our Mishnah says you can only be made for the Durham, that's Tzorech HaShabbos. Aye, what about the other Nedorim? We're telling you, wait till Motzoi Shabbos. So you see, you have a 24-hour period. The Tanya, haforas nedorim. That the Baal has a right to be made for his wife in nedorim. Kol hayoyim. Kol hayoyim means pashto until shkia, that's all. Kol hayoyim. We have Yosef, we have Yehuda, we have Elazar, we have Shimon Amru, meyes liyes. They held no. The Baal has a 24-hour period till how long he can be made for his neder. So according to them, it's good. Why our Mishnah says you can only be made from the Dorm of a Tzorech HaShabbos if it's Nogeya to today. But if it's a Neder that's not Nogeya to Shabbos, we tell you rather wait till after Shabbos and you'll be made for it then. Right, the Nisholim in the Dorm. Iboy Elihu. Kishloi hoya loy penai. That we say you can be matan in the Dorm on Shabbos. We say that the person made a Neder is not going to eat meat anymore. When he made a Neder, he's not going to sleep anymore in the afternoon. And it comes Shabbos right now, he has Charotah, he wants to eat meat, he wants to go to sleep. So the Mishnah says you can go to a chacha to be matarit. Iboy lihu. Kishloi hoi loi penai. Doesn't mean that's in a case where you didn't have time to be matarit Friday. Like really, don't wait till Shabbat to be matarit the neder. You should have went to bed on Friday. So are we only matarit you on Shabbat when you didn't have time to do it Friday? Or do maybe no. Afilu hoi loi penai. Even when the person had time to do it Friday, and he's a Peshaya, his time didn't do it Friday, he waited till Shabbos, maybe still it's mutter. The Baal now, the Maitre, is called Tzorech HaShabbos, the Rabbanan will make him. Toshma bring Yiraya, the Kikulei Rabbanan, the Rav Zutra, Braid the Rav Zera.
his Rav Zutra had a neder, and he wanted to be matrid on Shabbos, and he came in front of the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin is the Zakiku, means they listened to him, and they were matrid neder. Even though the mice was, he had time Friday. Like really, he should have been matter the nether on Friday. Even though he wasn't matter the nether on Friday, still the Rabbonim were matter the nether on Shabbos. So you see, it's mutter. Abi, it's called the nether of the Tzorech HaShabbos, and that's the locho. You to be matter the Durham on Shabbos if it's nogeya to Shabbos. If not, we tell you wait till after Shabbos and matter then. Shepokuku esamor betefiach. The Mishnah says you're allowed to close up the hole, close up the window with a pitcher. The kosher esamakida begami. They also tied up this kli cheris, this pot with a gami with a string. Omer Rav Yehuda, like what was the importance? Why did they have to tie up this pot with a string? What was the ma'isa? Omer Rav Yehuda, the ma'isa was like this. Omer Rav Yehuda, Marav Hilkiti Kitano Hoiso Bein Shnei Batim. There was a Hilkiti Rashi learned shvil, like a small path. Shvil Kota and Bein Shnei Batim, like an alleyway. You had two houses, and now a little path in between the two houses. You had an alleyway in between the two houses. That's the ma'isa. Hilkiti Kitano Hoiso Bein Shnei Batim. V'tumo Hoiso Shom. And there was a mace there. There was a tome there in between the two houses. There was a mace there. Now, v'gigis seduka monachas agabon. There was a cracked barrel on top of the mace. Now, the shell of the barrel is on top of the mace. The barrel should be in oil. It should have, it's covering the mace. It should have a tumas oil on it. Now. V'gigis seduka, but it was cracked. The barrel was cracked. Monachas agabon on top of the barrel. Now, v'pokuku esamor b'tfiach. Now the mice was, you had this alleyway, like we're saying there are two houses, see, there are two houses, and in between. Now the mace was here in between. Now there were windows in the house. So as soon as they heard that the person died, they stuffed up the window in the house. Because they're afraid maybe the tumor would not, the cast go straight up. Well, if you have an oil, if you have a covering on top of the mace, that keeps the tumor down there, can't go up. The tumor can't go up, the locker is, the tumor can spread aside. See, if there are holes here, if there are windows here, the tumor will go inside the house. So even though there was a gigas, a barrel on top of the tumah, they were afraid. Maybe the barrel, even though it had a crack, maybe it wasn't cracked the tefach. If it wasn't cracked the tefach, it's called you have a good covering on top of the mace, you have an oil on top of the mace, that keeps the tumah down there. But down there, it was spread aside. So if there's a window on the side of the house here, so right away they went fast to cover up the window. They stuffed it up with a klicheris. That was the mace. Upokuku eshamor b'tefiach. Right away they covered up the window with an earthly kli. Of course, an earthly kli is not makabel tumah migabo, so it wouldn't let the tumah come in. Now there's a pitcher on top there, so you want to know the locha, is this pitcher called an oil or not? Because it's a cracked pitcher, it has a hole in the pitcher. So if the hole is a tefach wide, it's not called an oil, and the tumah's vakas goes straight up. If the tumah goes straight up, then they don't have to worry about closing up the windows. Then they can take out the stopper, because the tumah wouldn't go into the window, the tumah goes straight up. So that was the suffix. Is there an oil here or not? So first, not to take chances right away, they closed up the window. After they closed up the window, the kosher esamakida, then they took this pot, mashmel was exactly a tefach wide, the garment, they wrapped it around with string, and that's the way they knew it was exactly a tefach, laid that to know, im yesham begigas pasech tefach imlav. They wanted to measure now to know the crack in this barrel that's on top of the mace, is this barrel an oil ha-mace or not? If it has a crack in the barrel the size of a tefach, so the tumah goes straight up, there's not called an oil here, so then we don't have to worry about the windows inside of the house. So the tumah is not going to creep into the house, the tumah goes straight up. It's only when you have an oil on top of the mace, then we say since the tumah can't go up, it starts to go sideways. So that was the mace that they did on Shabbos. It was negayah to Zichus tumah, it was negayah to a mitzvah. You want to know if the kelim inside are tummy or not tummy. So negayah to a mitzvah, that's why they're allowed to do these three things. They're allowed to measure, they're allowed to tie up, and they're allowed to poke in, you're allowed to close up the window on Shabbos. Sirashi, the gigas duka manachas agabov, the yameis muta dukati. The mace was in this alleyway. Tachas agigas underneath the barrel. Kineger asedik, right underneath the crack. Olefnei mois hameis, right before the person died. Pukukul b'shabes hamor b'tzviach. Right away they were scared he's going to die, so right away they covered up the windows fast with this klicheris. Shema ain besedik agigas. Why did they cover up the windows? Because maybe the barrel doesn't have a slit or sedik of a tefach. Pasech tefach. V'nim sahameis muta b'yoil. If there's no pasech tefach, there's no crack in the barrel, that's called the good oil on top. Shein le mokum lotseis. Derech maila. Then the tumah can't shoot up, because the oil stops it. V'choizer shebein shnei habatim. The locher is then, the tumah goes back down, and starts creeping in between the two houses.
Machnes es atum letzad shnei sheni v'moli yegvot. It goes into the shear of a handful. Lefikach sasmu b'kvicheres. There's any hole in the windows, a fistful, then the tumah goes inside it. So they noticed there was a window there on the side of the wall. So first thing they went to stuff up the window. No, that's Rashi said before he died. Rashi also saying, Lifnei Moisameis, that Rashi. Before the person died, right away, they stuffed up the window. Then they went to check out the top, the gigas, to see if it was a Seh Sefer or not. Yeah. And the outside of the klicheris is towards the alleyway. Klicheris is not makabel tumah from the outside. Therefore, it was chaytzes that kept the tumah outside. The tumah couldn't come in. The kashrul makida she rechava tevel. Then they tied up this pitcher or pot, whatever it was, a klicheris that was exactly tefach wide. The gami leda in tachnis besedek hagigas. They want to then lower this down to see if it goes in between the crack and the gigas. Oh, that's what we have up here. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, the last Gemara. Ula ikloi levei Resh Galusa. Ula went to visit by Resh Galusa. Chazayu l'rabba bar Rav Huna. He saw Rabba bar Rav Huna, the Yosef, he was sitting. The Una de Maya. He was sitting, Rashi be gigas malaya mayim. He was sitting in a barrel full of water. He was like taking a bath. The Moshachle, and he was measuring it on Shabbos. Omale, so Ula told him, Ey modi amri rabbonin, when does the rabbonin say you're allowed to measure something on Shabbos? Medida de mitzvah. Only if you're measuring something shal mitzvah, like we had before, either to measure a mikvah, to see if the mikvah is kosher or not, or else to measure the size of a hole, the crack in the gigas, if it's paseach tefach or not, if it's a tefach wide or not, because it's also negayah to dinim, to mitzvahs. It's negayah if the tumah goes up, if the tyrus, if you're allowed to eat tyrus there or not, it's negayah talochis. Therefore, you're allowed to measure it. But the lav mitzvah miyomer, if you're not doing your medidah shel mitzvah, stop measuring something, like here, you stop measuring the bath to see how big it is that mutter? It's also to do a medidah. And the reason why it's also the Mishnah Berurah brings down is because it's called an uvdu duchel. It's called something you do on the weekday. The Rabbanan don't want you to do it on Shabbos, even though it's not a real shavus. It's not a real isim of the Rabbanan, because something that's awesome of the Rabbanan, we don't find the Rabbanan wamate mishum mitzvah. If it's a real shavus, even a mitzvah, it's still awesome. Here the pshat is it's awesome mishum uvdu duchel. It looks like you're doing a weekday thing. The Rabbanan don't want you to do it. It's awesome of the Rabbanan. But here the Rabbonim were makel, if you're doing it, the Tzorech Mitzvah, it's mutter. But only the Tzorech Mitzvah. Hu Adin Aloch, it's brought down if you want to measure, L'mashal, to take your temperature, to see if you're sick or not, that's also mutter. Even though you're measuring, because the Medida, to keep yourself healthy, that's also called like a mitzvah. Because there's a mitzvah, because Refuah Saguf is also a mitzvah, to take care of yourself. Ah, you're not allowed to take a refu on Shabbos. There's a gzerim mishum schikta samamonim. The Teretz said that's only when you take a refu. Sheesh by mamash, you're taking some type of refu. You're drinking something, or taking a seif, or taking some type of an eichel. But here, just taking your temperature, it's not called a refu. It's only called the medida you're measuring. And since it's a measuring which is nageya to a mitzvah of taking care of yourself, it's mutter to measure your temperature and take your temperature on Shabbos. But here, just to measure the barrels, it had no purpose, there's no mitzvah. Or Malahi answered back, Misasik Bialma no. That means that Rashi, Misasik means Shlele Tzorech El Yisuke Bialma. I have no real purpose in measuring. I'm not really measuring it to know it. Like I have nothing to do now. Stam Misasik. And Misasik is not called a Mais. It's not called like he really made a Medida. It didn't mean anything to Medida. So it's just like playing around. So playing around, it's Mutter. It's when is it also Mishum Uvdu Duchel, doing a weekday thing, if you're measuring, to know the measuring. You want to know the measure of the thing. That's awesome with the Rabbonin. If you stop doing it, stop like you're playing around, you stop being mesasik, that's mutter. Trashy mesasik, shlel litzorich, elal yisuke biyam, stop, you're not even just playing. So playing, it's mutter. Yeah. Hadrin alecha mishehechshech, uslikolo, mesechta, Shabbos.